Now, if you would also be aware of the flickering light that is within all of you. In many of you, it has now become much stronger, much more intense, that gold light, that blue light, that purple, or rather the violet light, all within you, the trifold light. But see the violet light now within you, and that flame becoming stronger and larger until it has completely encompassed your entire physical body, as you are the physical body now engulfed in this violet flame, burning out anything old, all the old programming. Just see that being burned away. Just as when a forest burns, it burns out all the old that is no longer needed to allow for the new growth to spring forward. And that is what's happening with in each and every one of you. You are burning out the old programming, getting rid of the old dross that is no longer needed to move on in your ascension process. The more that you can let go of the old program, the more that you can burn it all away, all the old memories that hold no sway in your life anymore, if you allow it, just see it all burning away. And then just as a forest, when it burns away, the new growth almost begins immediately, the green growth coming up. To see that now as the old programming is leaving, the old memories are being left behind, and in its place is the new you in the moment, as you are being in the moment and preparing for the future by being in the moment. So see the new growth within you. The new consciousness, the one consciousness within you, springing forward, growing forward. And that flame entirely engulfing your physical body, and now see it spreading out, out past your physical body, into the room wherever you are, becoming larger and larger until it encompasses your entire house, building, wherever you find yourself. And growing still further out into your village or town or entire city, engulfing the entire area wherever you are, larger and larger still. And notice how, as it continues to grow, it begins to connect with all the other violet flames of others that are doing exactly the same thing as you now, and others that are having it done within them and aren't even aware of it at a conscious level. But their violet flames are merging with your violet flame, growing and growing and expanding till it expands out for an entire country. And then across the ocean and oceans to all the other continents, from wherever you find yourself, just expanding and expanding. And now let yourself, in your physical body, let yourself come out now. Come out through your third eye center. Find yourself right there in the middle of your forehead, looking out through your third eye as a doorway or a window out into the astral world, into the fourth dimension, and move out through that window or doorway. Move out through that third eye so that you are now in the room, in your astral and your etheric body. And you can see your physical body laying or sitting there. And then let yourself begin to float upward in your astral body. And if you haven't already, give your astral body the form, the ideal form that you want to have. However you would like to see your physical body, make that in your astral body. Make it the ideal image of who you are and who you want to be. If you are somewhat older now in your physical body and you want to be younger, see your astral body as a younger body, a younger, vibrant body. Make it your ideal. The way you would like to wake up every morning and look in the mirror and see yourself. Make that your astral and etheric body now. And then continue to rise upward, up through the roof of your building, up into the sky, up through the clouds, higher and higher rising, all the way up until you're above the Earth's atmosphere. Now you're aware of all of the ships that are out here and all of the planets in the solar system. You can see throughout the entire solar system. Nothing is blocking your vision. You can see all the way through. And you can look back down and see the Earth down there and the violet flame as it continued to expand and grow, connecting with all the other violet flames and how it has completely engulfed the entire planet now, burning away all the old programming, all the old dross that is no longer needed here. See the beautiful violet flame and the Earth as she comes through this violet flame now, through this purging that has occurred, and see her emerging in all her pristine glory. See the oceans as brilliant blue color, majestic blue, blue-green aqua color everywhere. And see all of the plants and trees in all of the areas of the Earth, of Gaia herself growing and flowering. And as all that is happening now, as you can see out through all of the solar system, you can see the sun from wherever you are, and you can see right through the sun. Let your vision go right through the sun, or you yourself travel right through the sun. There's a gateway there, out into the galaxy, and out into the galaxy and aware of all of the solar systems in the galaxy and all of the central suns of each of these solar systems. And then out to the central sun of the galaxy itself and through that sun now into the many millions and billions of galaxies and solar systems and central suns that are beyond this galaxy. And know that life extends everywhere. And then finally, through all of the central suns of all of the galaxies to the central sun of the universe itself, to the cosmic source of this universe, prime creator of this universe. Be aware of the immense energy coming from this sun. How enormous this sun is compared to your sun. And the energies that are coming from this sun. And notice the waves of energy that have been coming from this sun down through all of the central suns of all of the galaxies and through the central sun of your galaxy into the solar system and down to the Earth. Wave after wave after energy, gaining in power, gaining in strength as they continue to come in. Just as when you stand at the shore of the ocean and you watch the waves coming in, and first the smaller wave, and then the next wave is larger, and the next wave is larger still, crashing onto the shore. See this happening now on the Earth. As wave after wave has been coming, and they are coming, you can still see them coming now. Wave after wave of energy, of gamma light that is coming from the central source of the entire universe to the Earth and through all of the solar system and the galaxy. Energizing, bringing higher energy, bring a higher consciousness with it. With each stronger wave, consciousness increases a little bit more and a little bit more still, on and on and on. And then finally see that massive flash coming from this central source of the universe, from the cosmic source. That final flash that has been spoken of as the solar flash, as the event which brings the changeover. And see that approaching through all of the central suns and coming down through the central sun of the galaxy and then into your solar system through your central sun and to the Earth. And that solar flash, which everyone will see at the exact moment that flash occurs, but it will last and last. It will seem like it is momentary, but it will seem also like it lasts and lasts as that light continues to come down to the Earth. See the flash coming. See the colors that will emanate as a result coming through the clouds. Many of you will see this approaching light, these approaching colors, this energy that is coming. Many of you will see it and be welcoming it. Others will become aware of it and will not know what it is, as they are not prepared for it. They have not been acclimating to these energies as you have. But see it hitting the earth and spreading out like a tsunami of love, of higher consciousness, spreading out across the planet to all nooks and crannies, everywhere, to every country, every city, every village, every town, rural and city life, whatever it is. See this energy, this consciousness wave spreading out until it's engulfed the entire planet, and consciousness changes as a result of this in one massive changeover. And all that happens as a result, use your visualization now, your intention, and see the world, see the people as you want them to be now, as you intend them to be. And know that with your power of manifestation, which comes from your belief, see now as you manifest life, being born again anew on this planet, both on the planet and within the planet. Take a moment and just see what that will be like. Use your intention. Create it. Create the new golden age of man, and the new golden age of Gaia. Now know that any time that you want, you can reimagine this, you can revisualize this any time that you want to bring power to this suggestion, to your intention. You have the power. You have the light. Utilize it any time you wish. Allow yourselves now to come back to your physical form and tuck yourself back in. Bring your astral and etheric body back into your physical body, tucking everything back in. Bring yourself back in fully and return now to a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed. And I am Saint Germain. And I come at this time in relation to a time that I came earlier through this one, through this James, where I brought a sense of an announcement that is coming. And at that time, I was not able to say much, if anything, about this. And other sources have come forward as well and spoken about this. And this announcement and announcements, several, which will lead to a more major announcement, are in the works now. They are already in the planning stages by your leaders, those ones that will step forward, specifically the president of this country, the United States. He will step forward, for he has a number of announcements that will be coming forward in the time frame that he can bring them through. As the frequencies, the vibrations have increased enough, which brings consciousness higher, and it is needed that this consciousness must become higher for these announcements to come forward. But I can tell you now that vibration and frequencies have been rising. Consciousness has been rising. The awakening is happening. Even though you look around and you see so much turmoil, so much chaos, so much depression and sadness, even within yourselves, as you spoke in your call earlier, the sadness that you many are feeling, because many of you are empaths. You can feel others' energy. You can feel the energy of the collective consciousness as a whole. And it brings you into a state of despair and sadness, but only for moments. Because notice, even when you have had those bouts of sadness, joy has followed right after it, if you allow it. And that joy is what is spreading now. Even amidst all of this chaos and turmoil, joy is spreading. Light is spreading. The awakening is happening. Yes, there are many of your family and friends that are finding that they are in that division phase right now, where those are being separated, the timelines are separating now. For those that are ready to move on in the ascension and are becoming fully awakened, and those that are still yet asleep and are falling behind, it looks like. And I say it looks like because it is not accurate. They are not falling behind. They are simply taking longer to come to the same conclusions, the same understandings, or even more importantly, the same remembrances as you have had. And because it took you some time to come to those remembrances or to begin to look into the truths for yourself, just as it took you some time to do this and to acclimate to these energies, so too are they having those experiences as well. It is this, they are in the beginning stage of awakening now, where they are asking those questions that many of you asked many years ago and some even lifetimes ago, where you asked the question, who am I? Why am I here? What is my mission? What is my purpose? All of these questions they are beginning to ask. They are beginning to look around and see what is happening and know that this cannot be. This cannot be the way it is. This cannot be life as it needs to be. And they are feeling that sadness as well. But unlike you, they are going along. They are capitulating with the establishment. They are following along. If they're told to wear masks, they are wearing masks. If they're told to separate themselves, they are separating themselves. But you all know that that is what is exactly what the dark ones want. They want you to separate yourselves from each other. They want separation. They want you to feel the fear as you put those masks on and feel that you cannot be near anyone else, especially one that is not wearing a mask. But you know that those masks do nothing. They have no benefit whatsoever. You all know this. I am not telling you this for the first time. You have known this from the very beginning. You knew what was necessary, what was needed. You knew not to follow along as the sheep have been doing, as you call them. They are not sheep. They are just simply unawakened, asleep, just as you were years ago, many of you. Many of you have just come into your own in the last year here. So give them time, just as you took time. Allow the frequencies to continue to rise. Utilize the violet flame everywhere that you can, every time that you think about it. Utilize the violet flame. If you want to work on those cell towers, then do it. Send light. Send the violet flame to those cell towers. See the energies becoming changed and shifted as a result of this. Your president does not want these cell towers in that 5G exposure to be anything other than beneficial to the people, and he will not allow it to be anything but that. But he himself is held back at times. His hands are tied at times. But know that even though his hands seem to be tied in these moments now, he knows exactly where this is all going. He is ready to pull the plug on all of those of the dark forces. He and all of those that are working with him, what you call the Alliance, they are there to help. The Galactics are there to help. They are doing so behind the scenes. But many of them have come forward. Many of you do not know this. They have come to the planet. They are walking just as you are all walking on the surface of the planet. And they are assisting wherever they can. But they can only do so much, just as we can only do so much. Because it is up to all and each and every one of you to send the light, spread the light in any way that you can. Become the warriors. It is time now. It is time to step out of the light worker realm and take on the shield, the sword, and the shield of Michael. And do everything you can to spread the truth wherever you can, however you can. Do not be concerned about the results of doing so, as long as you are not hurting anyone in doing it. That is the law. That is the golden rule. Do unto others, you see? And many of you, all of you, are following that rule, as that is a major universal law. And you are following that law because you know that law as well as all of the other universal laws. You may not know them at a conscious level, but you know them deep within you. And you are all reaching out any time that you can, any opportunity that you have to do so, to send the light, to spread the light, to send love and share love, to bring about peace around you wherever you can. And that is the way peace will come to this planet. That is the way consciousness will raise and is raising across this planet. And the awakening is happening. Do not wait for the awakening. Be the awakening here, right now, in this moment. From this point on, be the awakening to all around you. And if you do that, your family, your friends, as you show the ideal, as you show the way, they will follow along if they have chosen to do so. And if they have not chosen to do so, it is not your responsibility to make them do it, to shake them awake or anything of this nature. That is not your responsibility. Yours is just to send love and light and let it go where it will. That is what is in your divine invocation. That is all I have for you now at this time, and I will release this channel to the one who serves. But before I do, each and every day, each one of you, utilize the violet flame within you. Be the love. Share the peace. Create harmony around you. Wherever you can, all of my peace and love be with all of you. I am Saint Germain. Om Mani Padme Om Ma. Om Mani Padme Om Ma. Om Ma Om. Greetings to you. One who serves here, Shoshana here, and we are ready to continue on with this. What is your saying? On with the show. And we have a great show planned for you at your advance, what you have always called retreats before. But it is no retreat here. You are not running away from anything. You are advancing on. You are moving on. Because the world is at your feet, people. It is right there for you. Your mission and missions are right there in front of you, ready for you to take up, ready for you to take up the mantle once again. And as Saint Germain said, to take Michael's sword and shield and move out and continue to spread the light and the truth everywhere. And that is how all of this is happening. That is how this grand awakening, this great awakening is happening. The one that you know of as the Q is real. He's very real. He and they. It is not a he. It is a they. They are very real indeed. And they are part of the alliance. And they are working together with the president of this country as well as many other leaders around the world. And they are coming together much, much more. Even though it does not appear to be at all times, if you have the eyes to see, though, and the ears to hear, the truth is there. Just simply look for it. And as you find it, share it whenever you can. Share it with others. It may fall on what you call deaf ears, and if it does, so what? That is not your responsibility. Just as it is not our responsibility to make sure that you get what we say. We know many things that we say you do not get right away. It takes years sometimes for you to get the meaning behind some of the things we are saying. As we say, we many times are bouncing up or pounding against a brick wall and reaching through to your consciousness. But we do it. We continue to do it over and over and over to reach you, to reach that deeper level in your consciousness, your conscious knowing awareness, that you can come to understanding and remembering who you are. And that is what this is so about. This is what this great awakening is all about. Remembering who you are as an individual, as groups, and as a collective consciousness here on the planet, as well as the entire solar system and even the galaxy. What a tremendous, tremendous experience you are having and are going to have. Get ready. Okay, we are ready now for your questions here with we and Shoshana. Do you have questions?
Yes, I do.
Yes.
Just wondering if you can give us an update on when we can be able to see med beds arriving.
When you speak of med beds, you are speaking of what we have called the celestial chambers and the precursor of these celestial chambers. It is not the direct celestial chambers or crystal chambers that has been spoken of and many of you have visited in your astral and etheric forms, where you have come onto the ships, where you have gone down into hollow earth and experienced that there. It is not quite the same thing, but it is the precursor. It is the beginning of that. And those med beds, as you are saying, are very available or ready to be available. It just will take a little bit of encouragement and needed finances, yes, but we will not speak about the finances because it will not come until your financial system is shifted and changed here. So you cannot expect those to appear yet, but they are in the process of being brought forward, just as all of the other technologies that you have heard about, the free energy that is going to be coming everywhere. And once it begins, it will spread to the entire planet here very quickly. But it will take quite a changeover for this to happen. So therefore, in order for this to come about, you will first need to have the solar flash, the event, the changeover to occur. Now, there may be beginnings of this that will show up, just as the tachyon chambers have shown up. And they are available in various places across the planet here now. They are the beginnings and a precursor, you might say, to the med beds, as you are asking about. Okay, Shoshana, you have anything you add here?
We do not wish to share.
Very good. Then we hope that this was a sufficient answer for your question.
Yeah, it is. So that mainly
we know
means
you want the date and time. We know you want that, but all we can say is soon.
Right. And from what I've heard, the flash isn't going to happen until December 21st.
There you are again, on date and time. We
of
cannot
course.
Give you this directly. We know that there are sources that are saying this, that this time. And it is a very important note here that this particular time is quite relevant in many respects. But you have to understand that many things shift and change in the moment. So when that information was given, as you are speaking about, your December 21st of this year, 2020, when that information was given, in that moment, it was very accurate. But in the next moment, in the next moment after that, the collective consciousness can shift so much. So it does not mean it will be exactly that day. It may be after, but it may even be before. Just for you to contemplate here.
Okay.
Yes. Are there other questions here?
I have a question.
Yes.
Hi, guys. It's Drusilla. I was listening to Corey Good. I know he said, as far as disclosure is concerned, that there's been a change and that they're going to put the story out as if all these sightings are us in the future. Is that what you know to be true, or are you?
When you say they, who is the they there?
I guess the powers that be, like whatever announcements, that's what's going to be the official story.
Yes, but there are two official stories here. There are those that are what you would call the dark forces, the cabal, the Illuminati, the deep state, all of this. They have one plan. And
okay.
Your alliance and those that work with the alliance, the galactics and all of that, have an entirely different plan. So it depends, again, on the collective human consciousness here, how this goes about and which of these plans comes into fruition before the other one here. So those of the alliance are wanting complete and total disclosure. They want an announcement to happen. And for that to be, if you think about this in a more logical way of looking at this, look at how the people across the planet, and many are still asleep, and would be petrified if they were told that there was forces outside of this world that are influencing those here on this planet. You can handle that. You are ready for that. In fact, you are ready to say, beam me up, Scotty. You see? But they are still feeling like, because of all of your movies and everything that has depicted the aliens as being alien and as being grotesque looking and evil and all of these things that they have put out there, that has made the people in general, the population in general, somewhat fearful of this. And it only takes a little bit of fear to keep them from showing themselves to you. You see? So that must be overcome here first. So again, whichever plan is ready to come forward first. But also understand that those of the forces of light, including all of you, the boots on the ground, you might call yourselves, all of you are preparing for these announcements and all of these things to come forward, and you are propelling all of this to occur. And again, it is the collective consciousness that is bringing this about. Shoshana, you have anything you had here?
We do not wish to share. We believe you have completed your answer.
Very good.
Thank you. Thank you.
We're 2 for 2 here now. That was a Anyway, here we go. Ready for next question? Yeah.
Hi. This is a question about those who choose not to ascend with us and they're going to the other 3D planet. Will they even remember Yeshua, Jesus, Buddha, and the other ascended masters?
What a wonderful question. But for you to understand to look at this is a difficult thing to look at from your three-dimensional consciousness and your awakening state at this point. For you to think, first of all, that there could be a separation like this from your friends, your family, all of these things is very difficult for you. And to think that they will be going somewhere where they will forget all about you and you forget all about them. Well, that is not quite the case here. Yes, they will experience a change, you might say, and a loss of memory. And that is very likely to be. Whether they lose memory of everything or not is not yet known here, how that will come about. But there are various plans at work here as well on this particular thing. Many councils have met on this particular issue here and how to bring about this changeover. And we will just look at it as a changeover here and not a division or a split of one world from another. And just so you know, it is not quite like that. They will not it will not be like your movies have depicted where all of a sudden you all disappear and those that are left behind wonder where you went. That is not going to be the way it is going to be. Shoshana, you have anything to add?
We can share on this. May we share our perspective on this, dear sister?
Yes, please.
Dear sister, those that are on a different trajectory, a different path that they must complete for their own soul growth and for their own movement in consciousness, and perhaps must complete this on another domain, on another planet, we will answer this way. The ones that are known as Buddha, the one that is known as Yeshua, the other ascended masters that have assisted in this planet's movement in consciousness and upliftment to ascension will assist again when they are called to. You see, their record is sewn into the Akashic record, their record of who they are, what they stand for, and what they can assist in is sewn in the quantum field. They can never be lost to anyone, ever. It is their mission to assist when called upon. When they are ready, and the consciousness of the beings that wish to know what they know will call upon them to know that, you see. It is not as if moving to a different planet is moving away from consciousness. It is simply moving on a path that has been designed for those beings to move forward in consciousness. And again, those masters that have assisted in other movements will assist again. There is no loss of memory there. Namaste.
And we also add here, and this is something for you to contemplate here, as this changeover occurs, and you have been told that you will become those of us. In other words, you will have risen to the ascended process, just as we have, and we will move on, many of us will move on, and you will be here. And you will then be the Yeshua, the Buddha, and all of that to those that have moved into other settings, we will say here, if that makes any sense. You can be the Christ to an entirely new planet, if you wish.
Wonderful. I'm just glad to know that they won't have to start all over and have another Messiah born to them and so forth. So thank you. That's wonderful.
Yes. Would there be other questions here?
I have a question.
Yep.
No, Gina, go ahead. You go first, honey.
Oh, okay. Thank you. One who serves. Now, Gaia's position, I keep hearing that she's still in a lot of trauma, and I thought she was doing great. I thought she was already ascending, transforming, and everything. And here's the other part of the question. When this is, when we're well on our way, let's just say 2021, we're beyond all this, we've already gone through the flash, and we're on our way through our new creative new beings that we all have become, and now we're recreating Gaia. Well, Gaia's going to also recreate herself, but we're going to assist in creating the new upon her lands. Now, what's going to happen to Gaia? Is she going to continue holding this her presence here on Earth, or is she going to, let's say, be set free?
Would you wish to answer that first, Shoshana?
We do not.
Very good. Then we will say here that, first of all, you are Gaia, and Gaia is you. You are one and the same. And Gaia is in the process of ascension, and in many respects, she has already done so, and is holding a place now for all of you at this third dimensional level in this illusion still. She is still holding this illusion for you. But at some point, she will no longer hold that illusion. And that is the ascension, the waves of ascension that have been spoken of. And this, of course, will come after the solar flash, after the changeover, and all will proceed exactly as it needs to. You do not need to be concerned about Gaia, just to be concerned about yourself and your relation to the forces of nature here, and how you relate to those forces of nature and how forces of nature relate to you. And that will become much more prominent as you are moving through your full ascension as you do so. And you will be able to then command the elements, just as Yeshua did when he filled the waters and this type of thing. You will have those same abilities. In fact, you have them now, you just do not know that you do yet. Okay, now Shoshana,
yes.
Do you have anything to add?
We do not add to this.
Very good. Was this sufficient for an answer for you?
Yes, yes. I know she's an archangel. She is an archangel, as I've heard many transmissions told that story, that she was an archangel as well. So I just wondered. I know that there is no time on the other side, so but we were kind of stuck here in that continuous, you know. So I just wondered if she was going to be released for that reason that this occurred to all of us. Okay, very well. Thank you. God bless. Thank you.
He is no longer in turmoil, as you first asked here. Oh, no turmoil here. Only that she continues to directly relate to the collective consciousness here on the planet. So because collective consciousness is increasing, because love and light are increasing here on the planet, she is actually in much joy as this continues on. Are there other questions, Jeff?
Go ahead.
Hello.
I'm in no rush. Go ahead.
Okay. Thank you. I have a question, and just one question, but it's kind of, I guess, in three parts. So it might sound like I'm asking more than one question just to get to the final part. But as the light workers that we are, I know we discussed how we're all feeling the energies, and I'm very much aware of the light that's coming in and the wonderful changes. But at the same time, are we, as the light workers, being, I don't want to use the word attacked, but I can't think of a better word, influenced, attacked, hit a little harder by the dark agenda that would like to stop our mission? You know, as we're being lifted up, are we also being hit with the darker energies trying to slow us down? And I know some will say only these things can happen if we allow it, but sometimes it seems we can get hit with this dark energy and not even know it's happening until it's happened. So it's not like consciously allowing it, but are these dark energies amping up as well and trying to affect the light workers, I guess, would be the first part of the question.
We will answer that question first, and then you can come with the next one.
Thank you.
The dark forces are certainly amping up, as you are saying, their efforts here. They are doing everything they can to hold off ascension. They have known about ascension for thousands of years even, and they have been doing everything they can to hold it off, even to the point of attempting to block the sun, so that the sun's energies, the sun's rays do not get to you, which brings about your ascension and your rays in consciousness, which has been happening. So the attacks, as you are saying, are increasing in many respects, but so too are your abilities to hold off those attacks, because you have been acclimating to the energies that have been coming in. This is why the energies have been coming in wave after wave after wave, to prepare you so that you can hold off these energies, these attacks. Now, there are some people that are more susceptible to this. You hear about this sometimes, where they have a particular psychic attack or something of this nature. And if that is the case, if you feel that is happening with you, then call on Archangel Michael. That is what his sword is for. He will sever every single psychic tie that attempts to hold on to you. So there is no concern. And also, as you raise in consciousness, in vibration and frequency, your ability to connect with your guides and your higher self, of course, increases as well. So as you raise in vibration, the ability of the dark forces to reach you becomes less and less and less. Okay? And Shoshana, do you have anything you add here?
We believe you have answered this, but we will share if this one wishes our perspective. Do you wish our perspective on this, dear sister?
Yes, please.
Dear sister, may we ask who you are, who is speaking?
Oh, I'm sorry. This is Karen.
Dear Sister Karen, we will ask a question of you. Do you feel as if you are attacked?
No, I feel like recently, and well, it's been a process, of course, that there is always darkness within us, and that as I, especially in the last week, actually with a little help of like a faith healer, moving out some of these influences, it seems like I did feel, oh, like a wave of something coming back at me trying to get in. But then I also noticed people close to me, something that happened yesterday with somebody who I'm very close to, like some kind of an energy coming through him where I just felt like it just took the wind out of me. So much anger coming at me, and I hadn't done anything. And so it's just interesting watching some of these, this battle with the light and the dark and how they work through us and those around us. So I don't know that I'd say I'm being attacked, but I think over times in my life I certainly have been. I don't know, I'm just becoming so aware of this dynamic of how devious and kind of sneaky and hidden some of these forces are, and it does seem like they, as we all know, would like to do about anything to stop us, even some of us on this call. So I guess I'm just trying to get a, one who serves explained it very well, just getting a better picture of it or a way to kind of stop that from being attacked by somebody else where that dark energy is clearly running through them coming out at me. How to avoid that. And I think some of us have experienced that with our family and our friends. And it's just, it just hurts my heart and knocks the wind out of me, and it's hard.
Dear sister, may we share again?
Yes, I didn't mean to be so lengthy. Thank you.
Well, that is appropriate. Dear sister, we would like to offer a great explanation on this, and that is, when your light is bright, the darkness wishes to extinguish it, you see. The only thing that stops them from extinguishing this light is you knowing your true power, you see. In each moment, breathe in the light, exhale the darkness, you see. In each moment, realize and recognize who you are. You are a divine source of energy that is brighter than the entire planet, you see. Most beings do not recognize this. When you recognize your light and that you can cast upon any darkness your true light, the darkness will cower. The darkness will move backward. But you must, in the moment that you feel this, cast your light upon it. Consciously turn your light on brighter, and that which is moving forward toward you will move back, you see. It is just that simple. Just light your light as bright as you can consciously imagine it lighting. Namaste. Yes.
And how many times in your various movies have you watched that exact scenario take place where the dark forces, a dark demon, whatever it is coming forward, and one that steps forward with their light, and they send that light, they spread that light, and it completely extinguishes or makes that dark force fade away. That is the power that you have within you. Each and every one of you have that. Okay?
Thank you so much. It's just, it's hard when it just comes out of left field and just caught me so off guard, I think was how it hit me so hard. And also, just the last part of this.
Next time, when it comes out of left field, duck.
Yeah. Do what?
We say, when it comes out of left field next time, this is your saying here that you are using, and
yes,
as that ball is coming to left field, and instead of trying to catch it, duck, let it go over you.
Oh, very good. Yeah, very good.
Very simple.
Thank you. And the final little part of this, I'm just curious. I'm not one who is real familiar with scriptures and so forth, but have a very strong connection with Jesus. But we can certainly use, I know Archangel Michael, but I know how Jesus explained in the Bible of binding and casting out these dark energies or demons, that certainly is appropriate, right?
Yes, of course. That is why it was in there, in your Bible.
Right.
You all have that power. You all have the power to cast out. Not so much in terms of casting out the evil spirits, although that does happen. That is real in many respects in some cases. But predominantly not very much so. And certainly not in your current situation as your vibrations have increased so much that it is very difficult for those lower forces to be able to invade through into you. It is very difficult now for that to happen. It can, but it is very difficult. And you, if it ever does become too much for you to handle, ask for help. Very simple.
Thank you very much. Thank
yes.
you.
Are there other questions?
Yes, I had a question. Hi, yes. One Who Serves in Shoshana. This question is about animals and our pets. I was listening to a guy talking yesterday who has a pretty big following. What he said did not resonate to me, but I want your input on this about our pets. He says the pets do not ascend with us because they're in 2D, so they won't be going with us. That did not ring true to me. Could you talk about our animals, our dogs, our cats, our pets, as we ascend, what happens to them, the ones that we love?
First of all, your animals, your pets, in many respects are higher in consciousness than you are at times. And they are very loving beings, are they not? Look at your dogs and your cats and your horses and all of these things, very loving beings. So how could anyone say they are at a lower frequency, lower dimension, you see? So
right.
As the ascension process happens, they will ascend with you if that is meant to be. If it is the process at that time, if it is meant to happen. Now, with that understanding, please also understand that, as we have said many, many times, what is happening and what is going to happen has never happened before. So it is very difficult for us to say exactly how it is going to be. We know how it was for us, each one of us, when our ascension at an individual level took place. But this is a collective ascension, a mass ascension. And exactly how it is going to be, again, it has never happened in this way before, where you completely take your physical bodies, changed physical bodies, we will say, your adapted physical bodies along with you. That has never happened before in this respect. Okay, Shoshana?
We will share on this. May we share, dear sister?
Yes.
Dear sister, we will say that the term pet is ridiculous. It is not the correct way to see these beings. They are not our pets. These beings that you find yourself with have come from higher realms to put themselves on the planet of 3D humans to assist us in our consciousness and uplifting us to move toward an ascended consciousness. You see, they already have an ascended consciousness. They live in the moment. They are pure unconditional love. How could this be a 3D being? We do not understand that these beings are far beyond us. That they are, as we see it, simple, but they are simple because they have given up, moved forward in consciousness, and given up attachments. They have no attachments. They have no attachment to this 3D realm. They are pure consciousness of love and compassion and understanding. That's who they are, these so-called pets. So when you ask if they would ascend with you, they have ascended. They are higher consciousness, you see. What they will do when a human ascends in consciousness, their love, their compassion, their understanding will join in your consciousness, and you will feel all of them, not just the part that you feel now. You will feel complete and total unconditional love as they feel it. Namaste.
Yes, yes, that's exactly what I knew, exactly what I felt. I just wanted your feedback. And this is the same gentleman who says the earth is flat. So wink, wink.
And we will share once more, please. May we share?
Yes.
These beings that have this understanding that is so far from the truth, you must stop listening to them. They are not the truth.
Yes, I turned it right off when he said that. I'm not going to listen to him again because the earth is not flat and pets are more enlightened than most humans.
Yes, and this is disinformation. This is information that will lower your vibration. So we ask all that hear these beings that are full of disinformation to turn them off. Do not pay attention, as this could lower your vibration.
And Namaste. And do you understand that this is part of their movement to bring about confusion, to bring about distrust here? So now you have the term the flat earthers, and it is a derogatory term that is being used and part of the conspiracy theory type of thing. Oh, that person believes in the flat earth thing. Ha, 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 you see? And
right.
It is all about bringing confusion and derision toward all of you that are in the light working community. Again,
exactly.
Take every step that they can to hold you back.
May we add one more thing?
Yes.
Dear sister, we wish for you to trust all that you feel, to trust all that you know, and to believe in your immediate understanding of things. As we find you, you are far and above most in consciousness. You just have to trust that. Namaste.
Very thank
good.
You.
Other questions here?
Yes, I do have a question. My name is Lilia.
Yes.
Yes. I was wondering, the cabal, the dark forces are trying everything to discredit President Trump, and now in California, in some cities, they closed back down the cities, like in San Jose, California. And also in San Francisco, they extended the opening, the closure of the restaurants. So I'm wondering, the reason for that is that the numbers on COVID-19 has been rising. So I'm wondering, are the dark forces spreading more the disease on purpose, you know, attacking the community in order to keep discrediting President Trump? And by us sending light to the president, does that help him? You know, because at the end of the day, he's a human being and he's doing a tremendous, tremendous, he's in a going under a tremendous battle. So how can we help the president and the world?
As you say, spreading light, sending light to the president is very, very beneficial. Again, you have so much power within you as individuals and as a group, and the many, many groups as well that are working on doing this exact same thing. As to your other part of this with the closing of your restaurants and closing of businesses and all of these things that is happening in California and New York and many other places throughout this country and even places throughout the planet here, it is all about control. It is control, spreading fear, all of these things, which is all control. They are attempting to take or keep control. And again, the largest plan that they have, the one that is behind the scenes that very few speak about, is their attempt to hold off ascension. That is what this is all about. And if they can keep control, and if they can keep division going and not have united consciousness here, then they will have succeeded in their plan. And that is what they are attempting to do. So all of those mandates and rulings and all of these things are just that, just to hold on to control. Now, some of them believe in what they're doing. That is something you have to look at. They are quite asleep, and they believe that they are doing the right thing. There are some, of course, that are doing it for their own nefarious means here, to bring about nefarious results, we will say. But for the most part, it is all control in various ways, and your media is behind it, and your corrupt politicians are behind it, and of course your Illuminati, cabal is behind it, all of this. And they will continue to do this as long as they can continue to get away with it. But, and this is a big but that is happening here, many, many more across the planet and this country here are awakening. It is happening. And it is happening because people are fed up. People have had enough. People aren't going to take it anymore. So it is actually a very good thing in many respects that these things are happening, because it is awakening people, and people are saying no more. What is the one James likes to use this, I am mad as hell and I am not going to take it anymore. Mm-hmm. So this is happening, and it is going to continue to happen. Shoshana?
We can share on this. May we share?
Yes, please. Thank you.
Dear sister, the area that is known by those here in the country as California has a high degree of light. It has many enlightened beings on this particular area, in this particular area, so much so that those that have been taken by the dark forces wish to extinguish the lights. There are many in this state that are magnificent beings that hold the light and hold the heart of the ascension. You see, the dark forces would not be attacking so viciously if this were not true. You see, this area is bound by the ocean, and the ocean is life itself, is the life force itself. It is bound on one side by the water, which is very high vibration and high light, and contains many beings that are of high light and high consciousness that reside in the oceans, you see. So the dark forces are attempting in every way to extinguish this light. What you must focus on as a light being, as a light warrior, is find those lights. Focus on those that know the truth and reinforce that truth. As there are many in this area that have succumbed to a very low vibration, and when that happens, the dark forces are immediately available to destroy those areas because the low vibration brings them in, you see. So you must, as a light warrior, do everything that you can to identify those which are the light and focus on that, and that will bring the vibration up so that the darkness cannot befall this area. Namaste.
Very good.
Thank you very much. Namaste.
We need to release channel, but before we do, we know there are one or two your email questions. We take those, and then we leave here, we release here.
Yes, thank you, one who serves. The first question given through the email is in regard to the law of karma, asking if the ascended masters and galactics accrue any karma.
It is a very difficult question to answer here in a very short time because it is quite a large subject here. The law of karma is rather huge. But we will say here in terms of it directly as this question is asked, for those of us that have ascended, do we accrue karma if we come to help you? And the direct answer is yes, we can. If we do something to alter your path here, whatever it might be, if you ask a question such as, should I move to this area, or should I marry this person, or whatever it is, if we answer that question for you directly and it leads you on a different path than you were meant to go on at the time, then we have just accrued karma. So we do not answer those questions, as you have probably already figured out. We very seldom will answer those directly. We will answer indirectly in many respects. So please mute your phone here, whoever that is on the phone here. And if we directly answer those types of questions, then we can accrue karma, as the question is being asked here. Shoshana, do you have anything you add?
We will add a little to this. As what is known as karma, because you have explained, One Who Serves, that this is a broad subject and a huge law, the karmic understanding in the third dimension is not the karmic understanding in the higher dimensions. They cannot be compared, you see. So when a being ascends in consciousness, it is very difficult for that being to participate in a karmic issue. It is very difficult for them to do that. And if they do, that which you call accrue to them is not on the third dimensional plane. It is completely different. Namaste.
Yes, very good. And there is one more question.
Yes, thank you. In regards to a channeling by Michael Love, channeling the Palladians, this channeling said that the solar flash would light up the entire sky, and the person is asking, is that really going to happen?
What we can say is it is going to happen in both respects. It is going to happen at a metaphorical level in terms of bringing light to the entire planet in those moments, but it is also going to happen at a physical understanding and experience, as all will witness this at one time across the entire planet. It is very difficult to explain this at a three-dimensional consciousness level as to how that is possible, because one begins to wonder, how can light be seen on one side of the planet and the other side of the planet is darkness? Well, we leave that up to your contemplation now for the time being as to how that would be possible. But it is not only possible, but it is incredibly very likely that that will be the case. It was spoken of in your Bible long time ago. We'll see the great flash across the planet. Shoshana?
We will share on this. The challenge with that question and the human way of viewing their environment is a challenge because you see the law of physics that humans typically adhere to is no longer present in an instant like this, so that physics does not play a part. And that is why this is possible, you see. Namaste.
Yes, very good. Then we are finished for the time. Shoshana, you have parting message?
We do not.
Very good. Then we will just say for you to... As we have said many, many times, keep those seatbelts fastened and continue to be ready for the ride. The ride is going to get a little bit bumpier at times, and then it will even out. And even out to the point where you will finally be able to take those seatbelts off. Not far off now at all. Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.